AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz wrapping up their Georgia bus tour with a rally in Savannah.
Someone who suggests we should terminate the Constitution of the United States should never again stand behind the seal of the President of the United States of America.
They're sitting down with CNN for their first major television interview of their presidential campaign. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's holding a town hall in Wisconsin after campaigning in Michigan.
We're pro-family.
After Democrats warned a second Trump administration would take away even more abortion rights and link that to rulings on frozen embryos, Trump is vowing.
Government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment, fertilization for women.
Why is he making that promise?
Because we want more babies.
No details were offered how the costly procedure might be paid for. Trump also blasted Kamala Harris for inflation.
Kamala's made middle-class life unaffordable and unlivable.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military says it's killed five more militants, including a local commander in the occupied West Bank. Meantime, the WHO's reached a deal with Israel for limited pauses in fighting in Gaza to allow for polio vaccinations. Economic news, an upward revision to second quarter growth. Haya Panjwani has the number.
The U.S. economy grew last quarter at a healthy 3% annual pace, fueled by strong consumer spending and business investment. The Commerce Department had previously estimated that the nation's gross domestic product expanded at a 2.8% rate.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, and mortgage rates continued to ease, a 30-year at 6.35%. And some late-day selling produced mixed results on Wall Street. This is AP News. U.S. intelligence sharing details about the foiled plot to attack a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna. Donna Warder has the latest.
Addressing this week's annual Intelligence and National Security Summit in Maryland, CIA Deputy Director David Cohen said the suspect wanted to kill tens of thousands of fans. The CIA discovered intelligence and disrupted the plot, leading to arrests by law enforcement in Austria. Cohen said the suspects were quite advanced in their plot, but after intelligence about what he calls this ISIS-connected group, the Austrians were able to make those arrests. Austrian officials say the main suspect, a 19-year-old man, was inspired by Islamic State group and that he planned to attack outside the concert venue where more than 30,000 Taylor Swift fans were expected to gather. His attorney says the allegations are overacting at its best. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.